So, when last we left off... When last we left
off... I'm sitting at the table, Jason. Be happy.
Yeah, only... Not all of us are at the table.
I'm in shock.
No, you're supposed to be happy, not shocked.
I can be both.
All right.
Arlene, hit the accept
button. I got
it.
Hold on.
When last we left off, various tasks were arranged by you guys. You all had various things you wanted to do during these 3 days. Some of which we did, some of which we have not yet done. I believe each of you, actually except Kara, has one task that you have not yet completed that I wanted to do in-game. But there is, on top of that, one other issue, and that is the question of therapy. How do you want to do this?
Well, so I think nominally Paul and Georgia wouldn't be participating. They might just be there for support. So it's basically going to be you playing a therapist against you playing the gargoyle and...
Well, I'm not going to do that, so I'm going to do that part off screen. But the question is, how exactly are you going to convince a therapist to see a gargoyle?
Oh, we've already arranged this is a very unique case. Very unusual.
Yeah, there's very unusual, and then there's in walks the 1,800-pound statue that looks like something chiseled off of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
This is absolutely the kind of thing where Georgia would be okay dominating the person to calm them down. No, no, it's okay. Really.
That won't help them with what the hell you want them to do.
And Paul would have had a contract drawn up involving the terms contact with alien beings, supernatural characters, or other such and such. And then had someone also inform you, the undersigned, are aware of all of these things and say, and we actually anticipate you may...
Okay, I know exactly what we're doing. Georgia and Paul, at some point over the course of these nights, are going to be asked to come down to Dr. Give me a name.
Hendricks.
It was a lady doctor.
Sabrina.
Dr. Sabrina Hendricks's office to discuss the appointment that they made for Monday.
Okay.
Normally she doesn't have office hours on Sunday, but this seems to be an exception.
Okay.
Because someone's lawyer has been calling her at odd hours, with very strange requests.
Should the lawyer be present?
That's up to you. Is the lawyer going to be present?
I assume the lawyer is trained in very odd contracts.
Who is this lawyer?
Someone trained in very odd contracts.
Okay.
They don't necessarily think I'm serious, but...
A long-suffering Steve Jobs-esque lawyer.
Yeah.
So do you all want to go down there and have a chat?
Of course.
Yes! Yeah, we're doing this.
Okay.
Bob and Doug are going to get better. And I believe the... Where was the office? You said it was in the South Bay.
Let's say... Oh, Stanford.
Stanford Hospital, then. Palo Alto.
Is this for Bob or for this?
Yes.
The gargoyle or
yes.
Both at the same
both.
Time?
Are you bringing the gargoyle and Bob?
Not to
the console.
Oh,
like
of course
this.
Not.
No. She's going to have to come to the house for that.
Yeah.
For what?
For Doug.
Oh, you're not going to truck him down in your car and walk him into the hospital?
No.
You can be very discreet.
You're aware she doesn't do house calls.
She does
house calls.
How?
Money.
We're going to have to offer that money.
And we have. We arranged
did.
It as part of the contract.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's already set up. All right.
Gates
then you know what?
Set it up.
She wants to talk to you anyway.
That's fine.
You're going to head down?
Yes.
All right. You get to the hospital. You walk in. Dr. Hendricks, I think I said, is in her office waiting, is in her patient room. You can go right in.
Okay.
Mr. Stewart and Ms.
Johnson,
of course.
Doctor, you have some concerns?
Mr. Stewart, yes. I was hoping to run a few questions by you in regards to the contract I was asked to sign.
Absolutely.
It mentions alien beings.
Yes. That's correct.
May I ask why?
This is something you may be encountering.
Alien beings?
Yes. She's already signed the contract, right?
Yes.
No, not yet.
Sitting on her desk.
Oh, has she signed the NDA for the contract?
Yes.
Okay. So bear in mind that you are legally...
Doctor-patient confidentiality in any event.
Yeah. You're not allowed to... Speak out this with anyone.
Which is why I wish to speak with you directly.
This is something you may be encountering?
Alien beings.
alien, not literally extraterrestrial, but
you see, this is a difficulty. I asked your assistant, Ms. Gates, I believe it was. I forget if it was Gates or her first or last name.
That is her last name. Isn't it?
No, yeah. I thought it was.
Maybe it was her first name.
It's her first and last name.
Well, I named it after Gates McFadden, and I thought there was another Star Trek name I paired it with for either the first or last name.
Oh,
up to you.
I don't know if it was ever written down.
Gates
Picard.
Riker.
With your assistant.
You know, Gates Frakes sounds weird.
I asked her to fill out the admission form, and she did not mention anything about either schizophrenia or grand or major hallucinations.
Oh, I don't think either of those are issues.
I thought they went without saying. They're almost certainly involved in this.
Oh.
I see. And hence the alien beings?
Yes.
So the patient in question, there were two of them, yes?
Yes.
Are they related?
No.
No, but they have probably gone through similar life events.
I see. So it's a traumatic issue.
Very much so.
And they believe that there are alien beings?
So imagine that I asked you to, suppose I invited you to Tesseract for, to counsel a sentient self-aware mind that was artificial.
I would, ask which movie I was now participating in.
This will not be filmed.
Oh,
of course.
Oh, that was a joke. I missed that. I'm sorry. This isn't a joke.
You actually have a sentient computer.
We have things further out there than that. A sentient computer would be downright normal.
Mr. Stewart, how do I put this delicately? I saw Ex Machina. And most of these films end with the death of the person performing the Turing test?
Well, thankfully we're not asking you to perform a Turing test. Well, I haven't seen that movie, so...
What precisely is it that you want me to
There's
do?
There's no AI involved. This is strictly actual AI.
Is that the contract in front of you?
Yes.
If you sign it, we can tell you everything. Look at it this way. There's two possibilities. Either this is a hoax and the contract is ridiculous and none of it will affect you anyway.
Oh, the contract is very ridiculous. I'm just concerned that it might not be a hoax.
Well, if it isn't a hoax, don't you want to know?
Roll me manipulation plus, so we'll go with either expression or leadership.
Sorry.
He doesn't have any dice.
Oh, you get to borrow my dice today.
No, I want to borrow Colleen's pretty dice.
No, you get to borrow Jim's dice because I want to see you fail.
Manipulation stuff.
Oh, can you think my dice are pretty?
Yes, I want to borrow your pretty dice.
Too bad, roll the dice.
No, I want to borrow pretty dice.
All her dice are ones. All she rolls are ones. You roll it. Okay.
Thank you. No, I can't see them, let alone read them.
Manipulation, leadership, or expression.
All right. That's all. Wait.
That way, if anybody questions you,
they
can come over and look in the microscope. All right.
And I know that there's questions.
That's amazing. Don't tell anyone.
So that's a octuple botch.
Actually, that was a lot of successes.
That's unfortunate that all those dice are now ones.
And manipulation is persuasive, so that 10 there.
No, they're all ones. Fine. You get many successes. She looks at you very quizzically. She looks at you very quizzically. No, we changed it because the specialties weren't doing enough, so 10s are just double.
Oh, okay, fantastic.
Automatically, you would have a success.
Yay, I like that.
I felt that there just wasn't enough actual use to the specialties that way. So we're borrowing the mechanics from a different version of the game.
The version we're playing, nominally.
Really?
Yes. V20 is double. I think revised was...
Yeah, sorry.
No worries.
You play this game long enough through various versions and you start to lose track. She signs the contract. Then looks up at you expectantly.
This is not about extraterrestrials, but it is about supernatural, or at least things we would consider to be supernatural creatures. We have a man
who looks very disappointed,
who has been kidnapped and brainwashed possibly more than 150 years ago. He has been kept performing menial tasks for monsters, effectively, for a very long time. He may have no memories of who he was before this, although he seems fairly
150
coward or mild-mannered. Yeah.
And he has very limited information about the current world, which is difficult for him.
And does this man have a name?
Bob.
Bob. We assume a ship for Robert something.
Is Bob in the room with us now?
No.
I see. Is Bob hiding?
Bob is safely cloistered in San Francisco at the moment.
This is going to be more elaborate than I thought. Very well.
We are not imagining Bob.
Of course not. You have a 150-year-old trauma victim in your house.
I think you may need to explain longevity for her.
You probably look at the character.
This is happening.
Hendrix. Huh.
As in Christina.
Is this a Miss Hendrix or a Mrs. Hendrix?
You don't know.
All right.
Is she wearing a ring?
That's fine.
Not at the moment.
Sabrina, I appreciate the contract, and what I've said is beyond unorthodox.
Hold up, I'm going to turn on the garbage disposal.
Most unorthodox!
Harumph!
You hear
God save the queen.
From somewhere else.
Oh, God, I have to go.
Very good.
I also appreciate that denial may be a normal reaction for people in this circumstance. I don't know. But your options are, you can either believe me now, you can come with me now and I can introduce you to one of your patients, or you can disbelieve me, in which case this contract remains entirely in effect and I'll pursue another professional. You came very highly recommended, so I'd be very disappointed if I had to continue my search.
Mr. Stewart.
Georgia nods vigorously.
May I be frank with you?
Please.
You are a very high-profile man, in a very great position of responsibility in one of the more major technical firms of Silicon Valley. Amongst other men who have been in positions like that, we have Larry Ellison and Steve Jobs, who were both suffering from various major psychological disorders.
Well,
you have just come into my office and told me that you have a 150-year-old man in your house whom you need me to treat and sign a waiver to ensure that I do not tell anyone about the space aliens that he will have to describe to me. I am not trying to mock you. I am trying to suggest that what you have said makes very little rational sense.
There's an easy way to test that.
You wish for me to test this. How?
Meet your patients.
Then you just said they're not here.
They aren't. We can drive you. You can drive yourself. Whatever. Portola Valley is... How far away is Palo Alto?
Not very far.
It's 10 minutes away.
Portola Valley. Normally, I don't do house calls, but if it will make you see this from my perspective, I'm happy to go to Portola Valley.
Do you believe in
splendid
magic, Ms. Hendricks?
I have not been 8 years old for some time.
I see. Do you believe that there are powers in this world you may not understand?
That is certainly possible.
I do not
equate belief in God with madness.
Did I ever get a new Tesla, or am I restricted to motorbikes at the moment?
At the moment, I think motorbikes, because the Teslas have a waiting
list.
Did
you come in a car?
I came with you. I don't know how I got here.
You may need to.
She's been riding in the back of the
car.
You took a town car.
Yeah.
She has been riding on the back of the bikes.
Why don't we head to Portola Valley and get this out of the way?
Sure.
Paul, do you feel maybe I should do a small demonstration?
No.
Okay.
You're gonna roll 18 successes and burn the building down.
I'm just gonna do a candle flame in my palm.
And then you would roll 18 successes and burn
the
building down
instead.
The first time Sophie, in the game I played where she was my character, tried to demonstrate her ability that creates phlogiston, she accidentally created 18 times more than she wanted to and set the forest on fire.
Oh, dear.
The other werewolves were not happy.
Did she roll? What did she roll for that?
Was
that a success, a failure, or a botch?
That was a massive, massive, uncontrollable success, followed by a botch in my attempts to corral the fire by mental command.
Excellent.
The fire burned 3 days, and we finally put it out by summoning a water elemental.
Naturally.
That was a bad
otherwise
time.
Known as the fire department.
No, the fire department was trying.
I suppose we adjourn to the town car and go to Pacola Valley.
You get a call when you're at Get in the Car.
Hello?
Mr. Stewart.
Just recognize the voice.
It's Archbishop Liedesdorf.
Oh, okay. Oh. Mr. Liedesdorf.
How's your evening going?
Not bad. Yours, I hope the same.
It's going reasonably all right. It will be going better when you explain to me why you and the head of the Tremere Chantry were just spotted walking into a hospital in Stanford.
We have been meeting with a distinguished
psychologist?
With a distinguished psychologist regarding one of my employees.
A psychologist?
Yes.
I thought you were a Scientologist.
What? God, no.
I paid that damn private investigator. What? Damn it. Never mind. A little bit of background research. Then it's nothing I need concern myself with.
I certainly don't think so.
The head of the Tremere Chantry comes to town, a Camarilla-aligned figure like that. I tend to get nervous, you understand.
I completely understand, but this is entirely a personal visit on her part. Nothing sinister or political about it.
So the gargoyle that was following you, that's not an issue?
That is actually why we are bringing in the psychologist.
We lost sight of it somewhere around Belmont, but there was a gargoyle pursuing
you. Belmont? How did he go to Belmont?
Somewhere around Belmont.
What color was it?
You're not on the phone.
Prospects.
Yeah, but he...
I asked Paul, what color was it?
Later.
Paul. It wasn't Doug.
What color was it?
Hold on. Navy blue, I think, was the claim. It was dark.
That is not who I was talking about. That one is not known to me.
Well, you're a Toreador, she's the Tremere. I would imagine the Tremere have a slightly more of a background with gargoyles, especially ones in this area.
Well, step on it.
I imagine you're right.
Is there everything all right?
Is Paul driving, or is...
No, we have a driver. We're in a town car.
Tell the driver.
I roll in, yeah.
The driver steps on it. Is everything all right up there?
Who asked that?
Liedesdorf.
Hopefully. Your news is a little concerning, actually. Or at least unexpected.
Most people are not relieved to find that they're being chased by gargoyles.
Good question.
So Belmont, you say, and it was heading south?
When we encountered it, I think it spotted my man and turned.
Huh. Well, I'm in your debt for that information. Thank you.
Yes, you are. And you may find that I'm a man who collects on his debts.
Somehow I'm not surprised.
It's a good policy. Enjoy the night.
You as well.
His name is Jaloo. He likes to break my spine.
You say that in front of our psychologist?
Yes.
Friend?
Yes.
She looks at you and raises an eyebrow. Gargoyles?
I know she has auspex, right?
Yeah.
And can I whisper very quietly so that a human couldn't hear me, but she could?
Yeah.
You can whisper so I can hear you, please.
Georgia, I think best if our psychologist friend think we were normal humans.
That ship may have sailed.
At least not supernatural humans.
She'll get it up, but she'll get a big enough dose of the supernatural with Doug and Bob.
One moment.
Is Georgia finding out what the hell's going on over here?
Are you
angry? Are you inspited?
No.
Do you want to demonstrate your magic?
I kind of want to go home and lie on the couch and knit and go to sleep. But I'm not hungry.
That's enough.
What's
she? Some weird thing she had to immediately take care of. To the other minute.
Okay.
Meanwhile, you arrive at Portola Valley.
Is the house on fire?
No.
Are there any obvious signs of it being destroyed by an angry Bugaro?
No.
Thank God.
Do we get attacked from the sky?
No.
We go into the house.
She follows you into the house. All right, where is this patient? And she gets about that far when the footsteps start.
I look her in the eye and say, don't panic.
Don't it?
Yes.
Roll it.
Good
manipulation plus, I think it's leadership.
I think it's one or two. But I guess don't panic is technically
two
words.
Two is going to have to be two, because otherwise your word is going to be panic. And that will not do what you want it to.
Don't.
Which won't do anything.
Mesmerize lasts longer.
You said manipulation leadership?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
You two dice.
Did you botch?
A nine and a one.
Oh, you failed. Why would I panic? Doug comes into the room. Master! Other master!
Doug!
I have slain your enemies, master!
Excellent, Doug.
Do you wish to see the enemies I have slain for you, master? He runs over and kneels.
Yes, let's see.
He gets up and leads you into the sitting room. There is, on the chair, a cage. Inside the cage is a raccoon, furiously struggling to get out of the cage, and on the television is playing Wally. I am slaying your enemies, master, he says, and he beams.
Good job!
Good work.
Raccoon has peed on the chair.
Naturally. Now that the enemy has, you know, seen our power and ability to enforce it, let's let him go so he'll warn the others.
Yes, master. He opens the cage. The raccoon immediately starts running around the room destroying things.
I will very quickly open the window. Do you require me
to
do
a
dex athletics
roll? It's like a fly. It's going to go the opposite direction of the open window.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll roll for that.
It's going to go straight for the fridge.
No, first it's going to destroy things, and then it's going to go straight for the fridge. This thing is in a hot panic. Three vampires are in the room.
That's a good point.
Well, the window's a good way out, then.
Yeah, but I'm not sure it knows that.
It knows it doesn't want to be next to us.
Right.
Master, I do not think I slew it sufficiently.
That's
all right, Doug.
Yes, master! Yes, other master! He starts chasing the raccoon around. Destroying things in the process.
I need a pencil. Majesty.
On the raccoon?
I won't work on the raccoon.
On everyone who isn't the raccoon, because
yep.
The raccoon is not my biggest problem right now.
I'm so glad we did this.
Right, what is Majesty? That's
Charisma
subterfuge, I think.
No, they have to roll on you.
Oh.
You
okay.
Spend willpower.
Oh, I've spent my willpower.
Oh,
the difficulty is charisma subterfuge.
Yeah, the difficult, what's your charisma subterfuge?
8.
Kara.
Yeah.
Roll willpower difficult. Roll current willpower difficulty 8.
Man, these dice are so tiny.
What a shock.
3 successes.
Are they tiny? Damn it. Dice?
3 successes. Someone call up Majesty for me, because I think that means...
She can resist for 3 turns?
You can resist for a couple of rounds, yeah.
bother.
Without spending the willpower.
I'm bloodbound to him.
You immediately fall to your knees. Oh, you're right, you were bloodbound. That's going to jump the difficulty even higher. So you fail. You fall to your knees before the magisterial, astonishing glory that is Paul Stewart. The gargoyle stops in place and immediately grovels at your feet.
And
what does
the
psychologist do?
The therapist didn't come into the sitting room with you, but you hear something dropped onto the ground.
Hmm.
Sounded like a telephone.
Oh.
Oh.
Cool.
Well,
everyone, just be still and remain calm, and I'm going to make sure that the psychologist is under my spell as well.
The psychologist is standing there. Her phone has been dropped on the ground. She is staring at you and with wide eyes.
I go ahead and pick up her phone.
It's an Android.
Okay. I deign to touch it.
It's actually a Windows phone.
Oh. All right. Well,
yeah. Yeah, that's all right.
Those are awesome. It's
just nobody uses them because they're
terrible.
Anyway, because
they're
now going
the
off. What's going on with the phone?
She was in the process of dialing.
I turn it off and hand it back to her.
What are you?
Losing my patience.
I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
That's okay. Come to the sitting room with us. Has the raccoon left through the window yet?
You don't know where the raccoon went.
Do I hear any raccoon noises?
Not in the room. Doug is laying prone on the ground, kowtowing before you.
Lying.
Master, I have failed you, Master. Punish me, Master.
No, Doug, you have not failed me.
I am unworthy of you, Master.
It's all right. Everyone, just take a seat. Be calm. Don't break anything.
Yes, Master. He picks a seat up.
Doug, it's an expression. It means just sit down.
Yes, Master. He puts the seat down and sits down and bows.
I allow majesty to the spell.
Sir, do you think we're being too literal?
We found shit!
Doctor, this is Doug. Doug, this is Dr. Sabrina Hendricks.
Sabrina?
Sabrina.
Sabrina.
Is Dr. Sabrina Hendricks master?
No, she's a friend.
A friend, other master?
Yes. An ally.
An ally, master? Does she slay masters? An ally, other master? Does she slay master's enemies, other master?
She is an advisor. She has skills and knowledge related to the situation at hand that we do not possess.
She's non-combat.
Non-combat, other master?
Administrative. Personnel.
Doctor, maybe you'd like to ask Doug some questions?
What is Doug?
Doug is a gargoyle.
Of course.
He's a magically enhanced being that is a composite of many different things. He has wings and the ability to turn his skin to stone at will.
Shall I become stone, Master?
Not now.
Other Master.
You. Not now, but thank you.
Yes, Other Master.
He is pathologically obedient.
That is one way of putting it.
And what is it you want me to do with him?
Rehabilitate him? Help him find his identity again? Help him be his own person?
How in the world am I to... This isn't... He's not even human.
He was, at one point.
Sort of.
Doctor, you have a history of working with trauma victims, having successes.
I've worked with war veterans and...
And you've worked with prisoners of war.
Yes, but
You've worked with people who have been tortured, and you've helped rehabilitate them.
Yes.
That is what Doug needs here, too. He's what at least was a person, the same as all of us, the same as all of these people.
Or
okay, what?
What?
Okay.
You know what to do. Georgia doesn't know anything about how gargoyles are made.
Nope.
People kidnapped him and turned him into a tool. And it's our job to turn him back into a person, if he can be turned back into a person.
I'm not certain I know where to start.
No one does.
This Bob, he is...
Bob is human, but his lifespan has been artificially extended.
The scary part is I believe you.
It is scary, and you should. He's also been brainwashed, not quite to the same extent as Doug, but likely similar.
Dear God.
We've had some success with him.
How extensive is... Who are you two, then?
You know who I am.
I'm beginning to suspect that I do not.
Fair enough.
I am Doug and Bob's legal guardian.
Well...
She is other master, says Doug in a very unpleasant voice. You will obey other master.
Oh, it's okay. She doesn't have to obey. She's an ally.
But you are other master.
That's
other
true.
Master.
I've given her leave.
Doug, this is
she of Tremere, other master?
Not precisely.
Then she must obey other
Not
master.
Not yet.
Must
Doug,
she?
She's acting in her capacity as a counselor. She's giving us information that we don't possess ourselves. It may sound like an argument, but that's not what it is. We're exchanging information. We're learning from each other to make better decisions.
Yes, master.
This will help strengthen us.
Yes, other master. He withdraws. Oh, my.
You see.
And you two are...
I am an odd tech CEO thrown in way over my head.
And she is?
Georgia Johnson. Pleased to meet you.
That's what she said on my birthday.
I have to assume you didn't bring me here to kill me or you would have done it already.
A reasonable assumption.
So then if I could ask again who you or what you people are, because that one doesn't breathe unless she's speaking.
Oh. I work for the group that did this.
She's a defector.
Hey.
What group is this?
You won't have heard of them.
Try me.
The Church of Scientology. You've heard they're a cult. It's true. Their financing supports research like this.
My God. I had... Does the government know?
I don't know. I don't know how far up the conspiracy goes. I know that the people who did that to Bob and to Doug were somehow involved with a bunch of Nazi scientists from the 1940s. I don't know how they escaped. I don't know how long they continued their experiments, but I know there's a relationship here. For all I know, the Church of Scientology is an offshoot of the Nazi Party somehow.
You signed an NDA because I am attempting to work within the system in order to fix it. And at the moment, my cover must be maintained, or I could be killed.
I will slay your enemies, other master.
I know you will, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
Yes, other master. In the background, Wally continues to play.
Ooh.
Come here.
What?
Wow.
I assume that you won't be bringing him to the hospital.
No. I think it's safest for everyone if Doug remains here at the house.
Very well, then I will see what I can do if there is even a point of comparison for his pathologies.
Would you like the first session to be with Doug and Bob, or just one of them?
Oh, I think it'd be best to do it separately.
Okay.
I'm not sure at this stage I would take whatever Bob is.
He's just a guy.
Forgive me, but I'm not sure I want to rely on your definition of just a guy.
I would think Doug will be the more difficult case.
Perhaps. Thank you for showing me this. We will do what we can.
Thank you. Very, very comforted to hear that.
Lovely.
May I leave now?
Yes, the first appointment's Monday?
Tomorrow.
Yes, I believe.
Okay. What sort of schedule do you want to set? I don't know.
Whatever is convenient for you.
We can give you as much access to these people as...
3 o'clock, then, if that's all right.
Oh, what if we go with 8?
In the morning?
PM.
The evening. Doug could probably do 3 o'clock.
Doug can survive being in the sun because he's powerful enough gargoyle, but it turns him to stone.
Oh, sorry, I meant Bob. Did I say Bob
or
Doug?
Oh, Bob, yeah. You said Doug.
Oh,
Bob,
I meant Bob.
Can be out in the day. The problem is Bob is usually nocturnal and he will not be very effective during the day.
So,
Bob has been nocturnal for more than a century. It takes time to adjust.
The people who did this to them conditioned them to sleep in the day. Bob is probably more...
The night is... perfectly fine.
Okay.
I'll see him at 11 at 8 o'clock.
Excellent.
She
thank you.
Leaves rather precipitously. Master?
Yes, Doug.
Is the ally of use, Master?
Yes, Doug.
Has she told us all we need, Master?
She is going to continue working with us, and especially with you, Doug.
Of course, Master. When do I slay her, Master?
Hopefully we won't be slaying her.
I do not understand, Master. She is not Tremere, she is enemy.
That was a simplification. You had previously heard that anyone not Tremere is an enemy. You know how if you have complicated instructions, sometimes in context it's helpful to slim them down?
Yes, Master.
Like for example, when we're in the kitchen and I discuss handing me something or doing something, you know I'm talking about in the kitchen and not everywhere in the world?
Yes, Master.
Like... remember when we made the tofu scrambles?
Yes, Master.
And how I asked you to give me the tofu from the fridge.
We burned our enemies, Master.
Yes, yes. But there is more tofu in the world than what was in the fridge.
I will slay it for you, Master.
Excellent, Doug. But that's okay. We only needed to slay the tofu in the fridge that time. Similarly, the rule for all non-Tremere must be slayed is a simplification. When you were on the island, it used to be true. But now that you're here with us, it's no longer true. It was just a simplification for the island.
I see, Master. So which enemies do I slay, Master?
The enemies of ignorance and cruelty.
And anyone who tries to bodily harm Paul or me.
Yes, Master. I'm sorry. Yes, other Master.
It's very confusing.
What of second Master, other Master?
Is that Reinhard, or is that...
That would be Himmler.
Himmler.
You
won't be interfacing with Second Master.
Second Master instead decided to ally with the enemies of cruelty and ignorance.
I just realized I've been doing this backwards. You're Second Master, not Other Master. Himmler is Other Master.
Oh.
Oh.
Colleen, make a note of it.
Fix it in post.
Yes.
Other Master allied with the enemies of ignorance and cruelty instead, and they slew him in turn.
What about other Master's Master? Other Master?
That's Reinhard.
Yes.
We are currently looking for him.
Shall I find and slay him, Second Master?
No. Slaying the enemies of cruelty and ignorance
could?
Are a higher priority.
I don't know, Second Master.
Well, it might be interesting to see if you could find him.
I could try, Second Master. And if I fail, you could punish me. He smiles.
Okay.
What?
I am trapped.
This is a stage whisper. Georgia! I am trying to recondition Doug so he doesn't resort to violence for every solution. I don't know if it's a good idea to put him in genuinely dangerous situations at this early stage.
Okay.
And we'll leave it at that. Colleen!
Yes.